Well, Frank, the All County Football League's in all divisions coming to a conclusion, and I suppose some business decided and some titles already been handed out, and I suppose some teams still chasing promotion spots, and quite a few dogfights at the wrong end of the table for relegation. I suppose that's the way it is after what just about 2-3 games left to play for most teams.
Yeah, there's a clear picture in some areas. I suppose Division 1 and Division 2 are the obvious place to start. Tom, there's champions named Kilkear and Ardragh, but I think there's still a little bit of business to be done at the bottom of Division 1 and then from then on down. I mean, there's still plenty to play for. I think, obviously, Buncrana have dropped down in Division 2, and for Masters, I think mathematically, are gone. They're nearly gone there as well. But I think, you know, over the rest of Division 2, you know, Division 3, Division 4, there's still plenty of interest there. And good in the sense that we've had a league campaign across all the all-county leagues were 18 games, and they've moved pretty quickly, Tom. And I think, by and large, everybody's been pretty happy with the way, you know, the fixtures have been run off now just coming into Championship.
And just looking at, as you mentioned, in Division 1, we'll start there. As you mentioned, Kilkear are crown champions, and obviously Niamh Connell, St. Junan's, Gweedore are up there. Everybody else, I suppose, technically can be still caught at the bottom, though it looks like Milford and McCools are in the... Well, Milford are already gone. They're relegated. McCools look to be in the biggest trouble.
Yeah, well, I think everybody in McCools probably has accepted that they probably are going down, because I think they, you know, mathematically they can catch Bundoran on 12 points, and actually I think they play Bundoran in the last game, but I think that'll be taken out of their hands in the sense that they go to Maharagallen on Sunday, and not many sides get any change out of Maharagallen down there. I think Gweedore might have lost only once there this here summer. So, I mean, with Mervyn O'Donnell, I'm sure, turning attention towards Championship, you know, that'll start clicking into gear in their final remaining games, and I can't see McCools. You know, it's kind of been unfortunate for McCools, because I've seen them a couple of times this year, Tom, and they even, you know, they beat Niamh Connell on one of those occasions, and I thought they just probably relied a little bit too heavily on Darren O'Leary scoring up front, and of course no Oisin Gallen and Marty O'Reilly stateside all summer. Listen, they'll come back into the equation now, and I don't think they should be too disillusioned going into Championship, because I think they're in along with Niamh Connell, the standout side in that group, but I think between it's Dunlow and Killybegs, the other two sides, so McCools with those two attackers back in the final third along with what they have, you know, could be very hopeful again of getting into the knockout stages of the Dr. Maguire like they did last year. So I think McCools hopefully will fit the draw line under that there and move on pretty quickly. But it looks, Tom, by and large, that they'll be joining Milford in Division 2 next year.
Yeah, and the games this weekend in Division 1, I suppose that is a key game in terms of McCools' survival. If they were to go to Maharagallen and get a result, they would be still in there. St. Junan, Slaughanidy, Milford, Kilkear, I suppose, Bundoran, Niamh Connell, St. Michael's, Dunsinane are the other games, and I suppose other than Bundoran, Niamh Connell and St. Junan's, Clonmacnoise, St. Junan's, they're the only games that, you know, should maybe McCools win. You know, they probably have to watch their knitting in terms of I'm talking about Clonmacnoise and Bundoran.
Yeah, I suppose a couple of those other sides will be looking on as well, you know, Maharagallen, and see how it goes, but I'm sure they'd be fairly confident that the reigning county and Ulster champions will probably get their business done there, you know, on Sunday, and that there gives the picture more clear then. So we're looking at, obviously, Kilkear will, I think they finally get presented with their Division 1 title as well, away to Milford on Sunday. I mean, they've had a fantastic season, Tom, too, and there's no denying, you know, with Ryan McHugh and Paddy McBerty back in tow, that they look much, much stronger. And, of course, they're probably the obvious standout side in relation to, you know, troubling Gweedore and maybe challenging for that title. And of course, you have Glenties there second, and St. Union's in third place are the obvious other two. So it's going to be very interesting now as we move towards the senior championship and see who will challenge there. But no doubt Kilkear smart. And then with those two boys that they were missing last year, Paddy McBerty and Ryan McHugh, like, they're a much stronger proposition. They played the entire league campaign without their county players, and they went undefeated. So I'm sure huge work going to be parried over there in Tyrone, and it's going to be very, very interesting in the next month.
I suppose they're a great example to clubs that maybe sometimes wonder, should they play without their county players, or probably have problems playing about them? And indeed, Kilkear themselves for quite a long time always found it difficult. But I think James McHugh a few years ago took the decision, and really they had that's prospered as a club ever since.
Mm. Oh, without a doubt. And listen, there's no doubt. I mean, there's no doubt that the likes of Kilkerr, Glenties, as we talked, I think we said St Union, Squidward, they have strong, strong panels. And even been up on Glenties, you know, a number of nights when they hadn't got their county players, there's still an embarrassment of riches there, Tom. And same as Kilkerr. And I think what Kilkerr benefited from this year was the likes of Kieran McGinley and maybe Mark McHugh and even Stephen McBrearty, you know, not been involved in that Donegal setup. Three voices back at training, even in around the edges of that there side, there's some fantastic footballers, and I would say the majority of them, Tom, over the last, you know, 7 or 8 years have played county football in some description, from minor, under 21 or under 20, or how it's moved now. So, no, a lot of work being done in there, and Kilkerr certainly aren't going away, and when you factor in those other lads, then obviously they're Ryan and Owen McHughes and Patrick McBrearty's coming back, and I mean, that there's huge, huge stuff. So, I mean, it looks ominous for the rest of the sides there, but of course, there's four big hitters, Tom, that will have a big say, I think, in the Dr. Maguire. And outside that, I think those four sides are operating maybe on a different level to everybody else. But listen, remains to be seen how the Chase and Pack or how some of those other sides perform in summer. It takes a good group stage, and the groups aren't, as we know, seeded. So some of them are a bit lopsided, top-heavy. So there's usually a casualty in one or two of them, a bit like we've seen last year with Union, Squidward and Glenties. So just a matter of maybe getting in a softer sort of section and hoping that you progress. And once you get that knockout stages, anything can happen. But, I mean, overall picture, I'd be very surprised if the Senior County Championship went anywhere outside those four, obvious four.
Moving to the Division 2, Ardrigh crowned as champions, going back up to Division 1 after 3 years in Division 2. That's with two games to play. The Chasing Pack are Arua, Kitty Beggs and Eve Noll chasing that promotion spot.
That's been a brilliant division, Tom. And you just look at that top of the table. Ardrigh have lost four games, and indeed the four losses came across. The four sides currently sitting bottom four of the division. They've lost to Glen, they've lost to Termon, four Masters and Bunkrana. So that's just an interesting point in how close that section has been. And even in terms of parochialism and local rivalry, it's been really good. I talked to Stephen Griffin a number of weeks ago, Brent Maguire and Kelly Beggs, and they were saying, I mean, the bus journeys haven't been that far. They've been playing sides that they've grown up against. There's been rivalries, and that kind of old throwback, you know, I think to maybe Bunkrana, besides Bunkrana's bottom table, there hasn't ever been a far journey for any of those sides to make. It's been really claustrophobic and that nice kind of edge to games. And as we said, you know, we've been critical in the past of how fixtures have been run off, but sometimes an outside perspective is really good. And just getting some championship preview material together this week, I was chatting to Gary O'Neill in St Michael's and even Richard Thornton at St Union's, and they had nothing but high praise for the fixtures in Donegal. So, I mean, that's just, I suppose, a point that needs to be made too. Football was played this year, and I think, as you said earlier, you know, sides were apprehensive in the past to get games going. And I know there's one or two sides that probably have fallen victim to being without their county players, and there's never a perfect scenario, but I think by and large things have run off brilliantly again this year, and most sides are happy. And I think Division 2, as you say, is where the interest has been. Ardrigh have finally just about got there, but right behind them you have Ballyshannon, Killy Beggs and St Noll's, 19 points. I know Dunlow were just off the pace on 17 there, and for most of the season, Tom, a one in that there division could have leapfrogged you maybe two or three places up, where a loss could have pulled you back the other way, the same sort of distance. So I think Division 2 has really been the one that's caught the eye and been most competitive this season.
And there's two games left to play, and there's obviously games this weekend, tomorrow, and indeed there's one game this evening. That Dunlow Ardrigh game has been brought forward in Pierce Park to this evening. Ardrigh are going to be presented with the Division 2 title. But I suppose the key games at the top of the table are Kitty Beggs versus Neve Columba tomorrow. And the big one, the real big one, I suppose, is St Noll's and Aero, two of the top two.
Yeah, and St Noll's kind of stuttered recently. I've seen them against Ardrigh 2 weeks ago. That was a top-of-the-table clash at the time, and we're expecting, you know, a huge game. But Ardrigh went out that there and dealt with them relatively comfortably. Ballyshannon looks traditionally a huge side, probably right up there with the likes of, I think, St Union's and the Guidoors. You know, I think they're third in the pecking order overall in terms of championships. They've begun to get back to Division 1. They went up before, came back down maybe a little bit too quickly. St Noll's, of course, a very young side, and I know they've had those couple of bad results recently, but I do like the balance of what they have there. Mount Charles at the minute, some great young players coming through, and of course, I think even their older, you know, stalwarts aren't even that old. You know, Stephen Griffin is still the main man there, kicking points for them. And you see the likes of Patrick Morgan's come in there too. Brent McCall at fullback as well, and around the edges, you know, good lads in their mid-20s like Stuart Johnson, John Rose and all that there. So I think St. Noel's, you know, would love to go up to Division 1 where you want to play your football, Tom. As you said, that's a big game this weekend, but the overall picture of getting that second place and going up to Division 1. Listen, Division 1, as we said, you pull away those four sides at the top. You know, there's not much difference, Tom, between the chasing pack there and those two or three, four that are vying for a position at the top of Division 2 and to go up. So, interesting, I think there was a time where a lot of clubs maybe were apprehensive to make that jump now, but I think sides are a little bit more braver knowing that there is that there kind of balancing out. You know, you're looking at two ways. Maybe the four at the top are pulling away in terms of quality, but I think that there, as we said, there's not much of a gap between what's left underneath and, you know, at the immediate top of Division 2.
There was a game last in Division 2 last night, Glenfinn and Naive Clonmel.
Glenfinn and Naive Clonmel through, and I think that more or less guarantees both those sides safety. I think that was a bad result maybe for Terman and possibly Four Masters, who I think mathematically have a slim hope, but it's slim at best.
Kenny Beggs host Naive Clonmel tomorrow, so they're obviously going to be very
tradition and huge side in Division 1, Kelly Beggs and Naive Clonmel, you know, in the not too distant past for some of us were the sides competing, you know, senior football championship finals. And that's a huge, we talked about earlier on about that division loving rivalries. I mean, what was a bigger rivalry than those two at any level back in the day? So that's a huge game. We've plenty of interest in that there. I think it's in Fintra on Sunday. Big game surely. And as we said, like Kelly Beggs, I think Hugh McFadden, they rely heavily on him, but it doesn't seem to burden them. Owen Van Galler, obviously, with that injury, huge miss. But Killy Beggs, you look at their minor team this year, the results they've had, you know, Michael Statham, Michael Galler, and those kind of lads are really stepping up to the plate, look really impressive. Probably just kind of tailed off a wee bit as well. I mean, they started like a house on fire, county season interrupted. We talk about sides that maybe are really hurt when they lose their county players. And those two in particular, particularly Hugh McFadden, you know, I would argue that Hugh McFadden's, you know, top three or four club players in the county in terms of the influence he has on his side. Because in terms of, I was chatting to Martin Regan recently for a club championship supplement, and he was saying that Hugh McFadden single-handedly nearly baked Glenties on his own 2 years ago in a championship game. I think he kicked 10 or 11 points. Glenties got out of that day with a skin in their teeth. So, I mean, Killy Beggs back in Division 1, you would hope if they managed to take that second place that they would have Owen Van Galler next year, Hugh McFadden obviously, and that crop of young players this year, the four or five of them that they were very good, will be a year older, year wiser, year stronger. And yeah, listen, I'd love to see Killy Beggs back in Division 2 but, or Division 1, but it's hard to say at the expense of an Arua or somebody else, because again, Arua, St. Noel's, it's the same ambition.
Yeah, and you mentioned there Four Masters mathematically can still survive. Bunclana are actually gone, they're relegated. Four Masters can survive, but they're travelling to Glenfinn tomorrow.
Hi, Glenfinn and Pat Campbell has the you know, step in there in Four Masters and fill the breach. And difficult for Pat, like you know, a tough time of the season to step up. Masters, I suppose, you know, their house isn't in order at the minute, Tom, and that's just the fact of it. And as we said again, another big side, you know, won a senior championship, I think, 2003. They've probably just suffered with the likes of, I mean, Carol Lacey has stepped away in the last year to, you know, Barry Dunyans at the end of it, of course, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, Barry Monahan gone. And they're just looking for leaders, Tom, to step up. And you would hate to see Four Masters slip through the door Division 3 because, listen, they're a big club, big town, and it's always a venue that you went in, you expected to see good football. Pat Campbell, I suppose, the one place he wouldn't want to be going to have their fate sealed is Glenfinn, and that would be a bit ironic, but I mean, that's the way the cards have fell for Pat there and Four Masters. But again, hopefully they can get their house in order. If they do go to Division 3, they've, again, another young side that's got a very good minor team, been getting some very good results this year. So listen, Division 3 might be the place for Four Masters maybe to find their feet again, tread water, and introduce those minors next year and see what happens, Tom.
One of the other games in that division that, you know, Terriman are going to Buncrana, they need maybe something just in case Four Masters does put off something in their last couple of games.
Aye, and listen, I suppose Buncrana's fate was sealed. And funny, Buncrana had a couple of good results you know, lately, you know, at the very end, there was a kick in them. I think they defeated Ardrath. I think they defeated Nave Columba up there. And then they went down to Glen, I think, 2 weeks ago. And I think that their result, Porrigo Donalds, Glen, I think, sealed their fate. It just depends how much interest Tom Buchrana bring to it. Listen, they're definitely capable of beating Terriman. Terriman third or fourth from bottom, definitely capable, because as we said, they turned over Ardrath, I think, 3 or 4 weeks ago. Again, just all depends on how much interest they bring to that their game on Sunday.
And on to Division 3 and quickly through Division 4 as well. Division 3, really, I suppose, is it's Downings and Burt have been sharing the top spot on and off in that division. You have Nemura Convoy and Eve Breach and Mallon as well in the Chase and Pack. Red User just outside that group. So there's Downings and Burt really are in pole position. To
weeks ago, I think, against Red Q's, and I think it finished a draw that evening. Red Q's were the better team throughout, and it's maybe probably expected a wee bit better of Red Q's maybe in Division 3 this year because they had performed so well last year, but there was turbulence at the start of their season too, I think, as well, and Benji O'Mara came in and filled the breach after Joseph McKelvey stepped away. Downings, 21 points, 16 games, 2 games left. Burt are neck and neck with them. But Tom, right after that there, you have 4 teams on 18 points. You know, Nave Warra, Convoy, Nave Breach, Mallon. 3 teams on 18 points. And then Red Q's, who are just getting that middle earth place where I don't think they can get trouble near the bottom, or I don't think they can progress too much to the top because we've just got those 2 games remaining. But really, really tight there as well.
Niamh Collum, before we move down, Burt play Convoy, they said tomorrow, and Downings are at home to Niamh Breach, some of the chasing pack.
Yeah, big games, and I suppose you're looking at, again, it's hard to see. Like, I think you're looking at Downings and Burt, Tom, to be quite honest. I know there's scope there with 4 points up for grabs. Like, there's still scope there from 18 to jump to 22, but I think obviously 2 sides in pole position and you're down the last 2 games, you know, I'd fancy them.
And there's a big game this weekend at the foot of that division. Neemura are in the bottom position, still technically and mathematically can survive, though it looks like they're going
real
to,
bother.
They're in real bother. But the big game in this division is Niamh Collum Kill at home to Niamh Fulton on tomorrow, or this evening actually.
Yeah, huge game. 60 every side on that there table during the last 2 games. I think there's a point between Niamh Fulton, Niamh Collum Kill at 12 and 11. I think Niamh Fulton as well, I think they had a 1 midweek against Burt. Maybe you can confirm that.
You
know, they're still fighting as well. So that's a big game there in Division 3, and I suppose it's probably a de facto kind of winner takes all kind of a contest in that there. Seems to be a lot of eyes on it. Niamh Fulton, I suppose they're in South Donegal, I know plenty about them. Big effort, you know, always putting a huge, huge effort, and like no different to any other side in South Donegal has struggled. I suppose a lot of players have moved away. I think Alan Lyons too had an injury this season. You know, that was a big loss because he's a focal point up front. But no, it's all on the line at their game this season there to see who probably joins you know, Niamh Warra and going down.
And Niamh Warra, as we said, if they have a slim chance of surviving they're hosting Fanad Gaels or Gaelana, with nothing really to play for, so you would expect them maybe to make one last push on that one.
Listen, they've nothing to lose. I mean, they've had a tough season down the banks, like, no doubt about it. I mean, I think they've picked up 4 ones, I think, you know, lost 11. Tough section, but again, not a side you would like to see dropping down to Division 4, because it's funny, there seems to be a trend here of these sides that we've talked that are struggling. I mean, I was thoroughly impressed with Niamh Warra's minor side this year. I've seen them twice, and some really, really good work being done with them. I mean, again, Division 3, I think, is a soft enough introduction ground, as we said, for 4 masters, and Niamh Warra would be better served staying in Division 3 and having those players come in. Because, I mean, you dropped to Division 4 and, you know, you're real danger at come January or February. It's probably very hard to motivate players, and I think just to be bad vibe in general. But Division 3, definitely, if there's a slim hope, as you say, listen, a 1 this evening would bring them back to 11 points. You know, and it depends, like, somebody has to drop points, Tom, in that Niamh Collum Kill game immediately above Niamh Warra. So, as you say, listen...
That would take them out to 9 points.
We use the words mathematically and slim, but it's actually not... as slim maybe as some of the, you know, the sides above in Division 2.
Yeah. And finally, the Division 4, Mobile and Letterkenny Gael seem to be the top two here and in pole position. Orris are lurking in the background with maybe a game more to play. Funny enough, Letterkenny Gales they played last night against Narossa.
Letterkenny Gales, I don't think they've lost all season as well. I think 14 ones, lost none. Yeah, unbelievable. I'd love to see, you know, the second side, Letterkenny Gales, jump a division and maybe over the next couple of years make some traction going up as well, because I think they were 320 to nod 10 winners over Narossa last night, which kind of, you know, that's a big scoreline. And you'd wonder with Narossa as well, there kind of they struggled for numbers.
Yeah, they were going well for a while, but they've really fallen off the pace. So all in all, looking forward to league wrapped up now, and looking forward to the championship, Frank.
I'm looking forward to senior championship, Tom, and even intermediate. You know, we talked earlier on about Division 1 and Clonaily staying in Division 1, and Clonaily, of course, are in that intermediate championship. It goes along with maybe Airua, I think, and Nave Colombo would be the obvious sides. But, you know, the Dr. Maguire looks, I suppose we'd say there's four obvious ones, but sometimes, you know, there's not usually that many contenders in other counties. So I think we've a very good and special club championship when you can pick four. And listen, there's sides outside of that, they're obvious four too, with big traditions and big histories that will have designs on it too. The group stages, again, I just, you know, you see the likes of St Union's and Gwydor, and along with Ardrahan and St Michael's. I know it's not as difficult maybe for Gwydor. I think Mervyn O'Donnell said this was his third year in the so-called group of death. I mean, when we've seen what happened last year when it was top heavy with Niamh Connell in there too, I don't like that setup. I would rather if it maybe it was seeded, Tom.
Yeah.
It gives maybe the best sides maybe a reward on the league. But it's just, I mean, that's just a small thing. Like, I think looking forward to these group stages,